Look is wandering. Look is wandering. Stay, stay, stay. It's okay, it's okay.
Welcome to We Wonder, We Wonder, a podcast about the avenue for thoughts, and it could be yours too.
Every Saturday, we tackle things we wonder about daily. Curious? Now we are your hosts, Wacky and Michaela. Andito na naman kami para manggulo sa inyo. Of course, ready, ready na. Lagi naman kami ready ng gulo.
Truth. Nag-brownout ka gabi.
Oo nga. Actually, nag-brownout ka gabi. So,
And? Because of the brownout, I started reading again.
I think it's a good thing na nag-brownout, diba? At least, reflect ka sa buhay, and you started reading again. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I did. I actually finished the book just a few hours ago, and I started reading the second book. Apparently, the book that I'm reading is actually a series, and it has like 10 books.
Oh, see? Ang tagal-tagal. Ang bilis mo kayo magbasa.
I like the story. It's the last necromancer. So, yun. How about you? Ask Wacky, what did you do today?
Ako?
What did you do today?
Inisip ko talaga. Ako?
Ay, saya ka?
It's fun.
Saya ka?
Yeah, I'm happy with my new hairstyle. Well, guys, it's really surprising because a couple of months ago, I was really... what do you call this? Decided or ano ba tawag nito? I'm really sure that I want to grow my hair long.
Yeah. Okay. But at the same time, you're also having a dilemma whether you want to grow your hair long or you want to shave everything.
So yeah, that's what I did. Actually, I've shaved my head off. My hair pala, my head. That.
Okay. So he shaved his head off, his hair off.
It's funny because we have razor here sa bahay.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Or si mama mo?
Actually, I did most of the job. However, I need mama's assistance pagdating sa likod kasi I don't have any visibility. Diba? Alam mo naman.
Mm-mm.
So, ayun.
Ayun.
Saya-saya.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's our mini life update for you guys. Mini life update for the rest of the week. Anyway, what are you going to talk about tonight, Wacky?
Well, tonight, we're going to talk about our, of course, 12th episode. So,
oh my god, of our podcast.
And for our episode 12, of course, what we have is, I believe most of our listeners, because they're actually our colleagues. So, ating mga kuliglits.
Yes.
So, we're going to discuss about a work or life of a call center agent. Ayan na nga. So, for actually, ano to eh? Hindi pala to call center agent. It's call center agent.
Yeah, a call center. Or like, in general, the BPO industry. So again, guys, welcome to the 12th episode of our podcast. My name is Michaela.
And my name is Wacky. Welcome to We Wonder.
We Wonder!
Yay!
Anyway, so our 12th episode is titled... What is the title, Wacky?
Well, I've not come up with any title better than
this. I like it, though. I think it's good, though.
Ah, sige. Well, the title of the 12th episode is... Thank you for calling customer service. Have a nice day.
Yeah, opening spiel. Or it's also a closing spiel. Yeah, no, it's also because of have a nice day.
Yeah.
So we will be talking about our experiences with the BPO industry. Recently,
yes,
I came across this post about this. I don't know who he is, but he was looking for. He posted sa parang job call center group or page sa Facebook. He was talking about having a degree and being in a call center. And bakit daw, pag may degree, bakit hindi daw mas mataas yung offer sa kanila? Bakit kailangan same daw nung mga high school graduate lang and all that? Did you saw Sir Dolphy's post about it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I can check it real. Oh my god, ang haba ng post niya.
But can you like read what the dude said?
Okay. So actually, there is this random guy. I think his name is Carlos Miguel Gaisano. So he mentioned that magkano ba highest salary offer for a college grad if wala na kaming choice during this pandemic at magka-call center na lang. Di ba dapat lang na mas mataas ang offer namin sa mga senior high school and high school grad lang? Thank you in advance. Mag-call center na lang muna ako kahit malaking kaihiyan sa family ko. Hehe. Edit. Why hating on me sa comments? I mean, from what me and my friends are hearing about the industry, very uncivilized and unprofessional daw mga tao. Imagine mga babae nagiging kabit, mga lalaki pumapadol sa bading, tapos mga bading na dating nanggugupit lang sa parlor at nagtitinda ng mani sa daan nakakapasa. So kahit sino na lang pala pwede mag-work sa ganyang sa ganyang kababang katrabaho. Thanks for the realization. And then he actually had this audacity na mag-insert ng what do you call this? Emoji. Actually, it's like roll eyes.
And then the barfing emoji.
Yeah, and the barfing emoji.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason why I brought it up is because it's not that I have the same sentiments with him at first. Like, even before I became a call center agent. Because both of my parents, like, work in the BPO industry, in the call center industry. They've been working there for as long as I can remember. Yung pagka-call center nila, yung dahilan kung bakit we have food on our table. Kahit pa paano, we get by, di ba, sa buhay namin. Mm-hmm. And so, I wasn't really embarrassed with the way or with their jobs. Like, every time people would ask me, anong trabaho ni mami at dad, oh, they're call center agents and all that, ganyan-ganyan. I didn't feel embarrassed at all. But when when I was in college, syempre human resources, di ba? And my parents are like, wag ka mag-call center. Kasi sa call center na nga sila nagtatrabaho. And they don't want me to end up sa call center din. Like, they want me to have a different job than them. Kasi siguro it's nice din naman. Kasi it's what your parents wanted. So, while having that kind of mindset in college, I always thought that ayoko mag-call center kasi feeling ko nakakahiya siya para sa akin. You get me?
Yeah, I totally get you.
So, when I read his post, like, obviously, I got mad as well. Kasi may exposure na kasi ako eh. And I've been working in the BPO industry for like, 2 years now. Prior to my experience sa BPO industry. Pero, dumating din naman ako sa point na ayokong mag-call center. Kasi feeling ko nakakahiya siya para sa akin. Like, para sa akin.
Pero, alam mo, actually, we have almost the same sentiment.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't look down naman sa mga call center agents. It's just that before I have this mindset na ano ba yan, magko-call center lang ako.
Parang, diba? Same. Diba? Parang ganun. Nila lang. Ayun, that's the term. Nila lang natin yung BPO industry before. Diba? Mm-hmm. Kasi we don't understand how it works eh. And from the way we look at it from the outside, parang ay, okay. Parang ganun lang siya.
I really did not have any plans of working in call center first off.
Same.
All. So I was encouraged to apply sa call center or sa BPO because I was pressured by my ex na mag-apply ka dito. Sabi niya, it's really a good opportunity. You see how much I am earning every month.
Tapos
I was really enticed kasi his basic is around 25,000 and he's getting incentive up to 60,000 pesos a month. Diba? So,
okay.
So it's really a huge money that we're talking about. And then, Okay, so I applied. And then the first time that I applied, actually, they did not hire me because they said that I'm not fluent in English.
Qualified?
No.
Fluent?
Yeah, they said that I cannot speak English at all. Well, that's true.
Ooh.
Totoo yan. Actually,
Yeah.
Nobody is perfect pagdating sa English because this is not our native language, diba?
I get that. I mean, I had a lot of friends. When I was in college, I had friends or I had like blockmates who are working students and most of them are call center agents. Like, imagine yung pagod nila, like, panggabi sila, and then may pasok sila ng umaga and all that. Like, I really applaud them. But at the same time, hindi ko talaga makita yung sarili ko na mag-work sa call center. One of the reasons why is that I hate confrontations. And I heard about that ang dami mga rude customers and all that. And nalala ko nung nag-English tutor ako, it's basically the same setup, pero kami yung tumatawag sa mga estudyante and all that. Pero basically yung setup namin, para din kami nasa may call center. So, parang may coaching kami nung TL ko noon. And he was like, feeling ko Mikayla, hindi ka magtatagal sa call center because of my attitude na ang baba ng luha ko, yung konting ganito lang, iiyak ako, mataasan lang ng boses, iiyak ako. And in the BPO setup, it happens all the time. You will get irate customers every now and then. Yun talaga siya.
Ang daming plot twist sa ano, call center.
Yeah. So, do you still remember how your interview went when you applied for that, like, the second time? Kasi diba yung first time mo, they said that you weren't qualified because you weren't fluent in English and all that. How about the second time you applied?
So, the second time that I applied, it went well. Actually, did not have any idea na minimeasure na pala nila yung English skills ko when they ask me, what's my favorite dish? Di ba, parang syempre, you would give directions to them.
Yeah, they would.
Yes,
I'm sorry, go. Okay. Go.
Ay, kahiyaan sila. And, ayun nga. So, they asked me yung favorite dish ko. And, so, what I did is, I really tried to impress them. I gave my best. Yun nga. So, luckily, pumasa ako. So,
yeah,
I will not name what's the company, pero
account
I cannot provide the account for
no, like, just like the nature of the account.
I would, it's actually a healthcare account
based, healthcare
in US.
US agad.
Oh, I'm telling you, sabi ko talaga sa iyo.
Hindi ka man lang nag-APAC.
Hindi ako nag-APAC.
So, US based agad. Yes. Okay.
Ang saya-saya kaya ng US account na yun. Actually, I just left the company kasi project-based yung account and I'm only getting 16,000. So, that's a package.
Oh, that's the package.
Oo.
And since it's your first time, so I think okay naman siya.
You think so? Okay.
Well, what's done is done.
I agree. What happened was, so first job ko nga, so I stopped studying. It was way back 2013. So, I stopped studying. I actually indulged myself with things na medyo luxurious siya. So, I got this thinking na, okay, 16,000, this is not enough for me. This is just like isang kahig, isang tuka. Grabe, ganun yung tingin ko sa 16,000.
Mayaman ka, girl.
Hindi naman masyado. I was just kidding. But when I applied in that or when I was working with that company, my colleagues would say, alam mo, ano, feeling namin you're not here to work. You are here for fun. Sabi nila, kahit kasi mag-resign ka, feeling namin, ang yaman-yaman niya. So, they have this impression na mayaman kami and I'm just doing work for fun.
Imagine doing that. Like, imagine working for fun. But at the same time, we don't have to work really because you can get by.
Exactly.
Sana all. Char, so, char.
I did not know na I'm giving that impression to them na, na I'm just, you know, I'm fun. Okay, so yeah, I'm fun. But Mikayla, I'm going to share this to you definitely and sa ating mga listeners. So the first ever call in my whole entire life sa BPO, I'm telling you, I cried.
Oh my God. I think, I certainly believe that, I guess, for first-timers, you get really anxious and you get really scared, diba? That you would cry. I remember Pao. Do you remember Pao when she was crying while she was talking to the customer? It was the first day of their nesting. Pao is one of our trainees back then.
So, si Pao, mabait na, mapayat na, ano, pretty.
Siya yung nakalunok ng laway.
Hi, Pao. Sorry.
Hi, Pao. Anyway, so, ako, I didn't cry. But I did cry at one point because I was talking to this customer and I couldn't proceed with the call because he was not able to pass the verification and all that. So he started saying a lot of things, saying that it's because of them that we're able to have money and food on our table. Like, if it wasn't for them being our clients and calling, we wouldn't have any money and all that. And I was like, parang pinagbubuka niya na kung hindi dahil sa kanila, wala akong kinikita and all that. So I was angry at him. I was really angry. That's the reason why I cried. And since I couldn't talk back at him, diba? And I don't want to. So, nananahimik lang talaga ako hanggang sa nag-hang up siya. And then after that, umiyak ako and all that. I was crying because I was so angry at him for telling those things.
I understand where you're coming from. No, I actually had that call kasi he's really cursing me.
Oo,
tapos isipin mo, nanay at tatay ko, hindi ako binumura, tapos siya binumura. Alam mo yung feeling na...
Actually, it's one of those things that you really have to deal with when you're working in the BPO industry, is that you really have to talk to irate callers. Right. And
it's US-based, besh.
I can never really compare it to us right now kasi I've never really worked with a US account before. So, ayun.
Actually, yung first call ko is a soap call. It was a soap call.
Oh my God!
Actually, kasi he's asking for something that I cannot give. It's actually out of his coverage plan.
That's so hard when the first call that you ever take and then it's going to end up with a supervisory call. You'll feel bad, right? Kasi feeling mo, parang wala akong kinuhang tawa. Sinto na soup ko lagad yung call. But like, now, considering the fact that we've been working in the industry for years now, whenever we would get supervisory call or whenever our customers would ask supervisory call, we wouldn't feel bad that much if we know that we did everything that we can before we transfer the call to our supervisors, right?
Correct.
Yun. Ako, why I'm in a call center now. So, I am a graduate of human resources. And like, after graduation, I had my first job as a part of the human resources department. It's technically, it's not my first job. It's my second job. But like, under human resources, it's my first job. So, I lasted there for 6 months. Under compensation and benefits.
Sabi ko na you can ba, say that, ano, HR interview to, hindi to, ano, podcast.
I guess you could say that I didn't really enjoy the working environment or I didn't enjoy... because feeling ko talaga na I was supposed to enjoy what I'm doing and all that. But in reality, I wasn't really enjoying what I was doing. Like, at all. Like, I wasn't into it. My heart was not into it. So, I lasted there for 6 months. And then... whole month, for a month, wala akong trabaho. So, tenga ako. And then, January came, and I was like, should I try sa call center? Para lang kahit pa paano may ginagawa ako. Kasi, dumating na ako sa point na gusto ko may ginagawa ako, gusto ko nagtatrabaho na ako. Kasi, I've experienced having 2 jobs na. And so, parang hinahanap na siya ng katawan mo na magtrabaho, di ba? So, before I applied for a call sa call center, I asked my parents, yung tita ko, yung tito ko, mga kaibigan ko, na should I apply sa call center and all that. And most of them would say, ikaw, try mo, sige, para lang alam mo yun, ma-experience ko din and all that. And then, bahala ka, kung gusto mo, give it a try for 1 year and all that. So, nag-try ako. Kung ano yung unang company na nag-reach out sa akin, ako pumunta. So, obviously, alam naman natin dalawa yung kung ano yun.
Correct.
So, when I first came to the recruitment hub, and so sobrang bilis lang ng interview, as in, mabilis lang and all that, and the recruiter was like, why are you applying for a call center? Obviously, you have a degree, and all that, the human resources ka, and all that. Ganyan. I said that I wanted to have the experience. I didn't really like what I was doing before, and I thought maybe I could get something out of this. And at the same time, my heart was really into training. And I've been telling my parents that I want to be a trainer and all that. And their response would have to. Their response would always be, kung gusto mo maging trainer sa BPO, kailangan mo muna mag-agent. Like, you have to experience being an agent. Kasi hindi sila nag-hire basa-basa ng external, di ba? So, that was my mindset. Or, yeah, that was my mindset all throughout my stay doon as a call center agent na kailangan galingan ko, kailangan ko mag-perform kasi gusto ko maging trainer. And fortunately, I did. I was able to achieve that dream. And I remember when I first heard about it na pumasa ako and natanggap ako bilang trainer, I was so happy. I was so happy na for the first time, meron akong na-achieve sa buhay ko. Na I've always been wanting to have, di ba? Alam mo yun?
Well, everyone naman siguro na, yung alam mo yung first job na nag-apply ka sa ganun, yun talaga yung una mong mapifeel eh. Di ba? Parang it's really, sort of, it's really, no, it's not sort of, it's really an achievement, di ba?
Yeah, it's really an achievement. So, ayun siya. I remember my, then my first call. I remember my first call. It was for 30 minutes.
So, yeah. This is actually the job that I lasted. I lasted.
That's same. I lasted here too.
Diba? We lasted.
Yeah, we lasted. It's actually same. The first job, I lasted for 10 months. The second job, 6 months. And now, I've been with the company for like 2 years and like 6 months. 2.5 years. Oh my God. Yeah. That's an achievement. The last thing, especially sa call center, we know about hoppers, right?
I know. Oo, maraming ganyan. Yung mga, ano, yeah, it's actually, sa training lang.
I guess you could say that. Pero, di pa kasi ako nakakilala or hindi ko pa kasi siya na-experience. So, I couldn't really explain it.
I remember so many people.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you remember? I think so. I think I remember a lot of people as well.
I remember so many people. Well, ganun naman talaga. Actually,
that's so sad. But I don't know. We don't know them. We don't know their objectives, why they do things. So let's just leave it at that. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss the show by clicking the subscribe or follow button now. Thank you for your support. And now back to the show. Okay, and we're back, people.
Yeah, and...
Yeah. Okay, so going back to our discussion, why don't we talk about the environment of our workplace?
Yung current work... Ah, hindi. We can say both. Pwede naman.
We can say both. Or, before we proceed with that, what are the things before ka nag-call center, what were the things you were hearing about or you heard about the environment of a call center setup?
Well, they say that call center, actually, yun nga, katulad din ng sinabi nung lalaking nag-post, ang daming nagiging issue. Sometimes, yung mga girls, they tend to be with their workmates, although they are married. Pag sa lalaki naman, or sa gays, they're actually doing things in the bathroom. Alam mo yung mga the usual things.
Oh, really? It's the first time I heard about that.
Actually, I've heard so many times na sinabi sa akin na sometimes nagiging milagro sa banyo.
Okay. In other terms, like the call center setup is kind of toxic and there's a lot of infidelity going on. Diba?
Oo, B. Like main temptation of why?
Yeah. So, we're not generalizing every call center industry out there or companies out there. But from our end, I can say that it's not really that toxic.
Ako, so far, actually, wala naman akong call center na napasukan na toxic.
I would just like to make a quick disclaimer that there are a lot of our workmates who are like comparing the environment we have in our workplace right now versus to their previous one. And I couldn't really understand what they're trying to point at that time because I don't really have another environment to compare it to since this is actually my first call center experience. So you get me, like, para sa akin, okay to.
I totally get it.
Yeah, but we would just like to clear out that, yes, it happens. Merong may toxic environment. From time to time, it happens. Meron talagang mga nakakastress sa bagay. And so far, the other issue, like yung mga infidelity or what, and mga ganyan, wala naman. Char.
Wala naman. Wala nga. I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah. At least in our case. I don't know about you. It differs from company to company, account to account, but like from our case. And I guess you can say that we don't really get to experience a lot of toxic positivity or like a lot of stress in our environment. It's because our account is really small.
Oo, para lang siyang ano. We're consisting of 7,107 islands.
Yeah. No. But like in general, if you're like going to compare us, not going to compare, but like I cannot give it an exact head count, but we're really small. We're small to the point that we know everybody. We know their life story. Well, not everything about their lives, but I guess you could say that, but not everything about their lives, but we're so close. We treat each other like family and all that. Kasi ganun lang kaliit eh. Everyone knows everyone.
Correct. Everyone knows everyone. And if, halimbawa, may sakit ka, they would send their regards na, uy, get well soon, because
yeah,
news really spreads easily and quickly.
Kasi that's actually true.
I think everyone cares naman. And they would ask, are you okay? Makakapasok ka na ba? It's not because they're, even the bosses, it's not because, like, tatanong sila for the business. But they're also asking. Kasi ako...
Because they care.
Oo, may care. Alam mo, sa iba, ito, I hate to compare, pero I'm sorry. Sa iba, they would ask kung makakapasok ka na kasi medyo, ayun nga, it's like affecting their style.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you can say that I understand from a business point that they do that because they also have to take care not just of their employees, their employers as well, like account per se, right?
Mm-mm.
It feels nice to hear your bosses or your managers asking you how are you, like genuinely asking how are you. Hello.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, we can't really talk about much about the environment because, like we said, the environment that we have so far is... I wouldn't say it's stress-free because from time to time, you would still feel stress. But it's... There are much worse environment out there. And I'm glad that I get to be in this kind of setup with our team. Yeah. What else?
Well, yung sa environment on sa workplace natin. Actually, I just don't want to discuss only yung tao. But I want to share my experience with other call centers. So, my first call center, what happened was, medyo marami kaming headcount eh. It's like... 700 or 800.
Oh my god.
Sobrang dami as in. So talagang yung ating workforce. So guys, just to let you know that workforce is they are the ones who's monitoring how many calls or the volume of calls that we will receive in a certain hour or in a certain portion of hour nga. Ayun nga. Medyo technical siya.
Yeah.
Pero I hope you guys get the gist of it. We have 600 agents on floor or 800. I'm not sure. Pero ang dami talaga.
Ang dami.
Tapos yung mga TLs doon parang 12.
Oh my God, 12 lang?
Oh, 12 lang. Parang yun lang ha. As far as I know, parang 12 lang yung TL doon. So in a
team,
medyo marami-rami talaga. And ang nakakatuwa doon, kasi we have sa pantry, we have billiard table. So, may mga billiard doon. Meron silang PS4. PS3? Yun pa yata yung uso nun eh. Parang PS3. And then, we have, of course, hindi mawawala yung soda vendo, diba? Ayun. Yung CR, well, it looks good. I cannot say it looks okay. Parang, kasi it looks like, alam mo yung lumang CR sa mga building na medyo nakakatakot siya kasi medyo madilim.
Oh, I see.
Hindi siya well-lit na place. Pero,
buti na lang yung CR natin sa office. Okay, ha?
yung sa office, it's one of the best. Pero yung sa diba? Unang call center ko, tapos we only have 2 cubicles para sa lalaki and then 3 yata or 4 para sa babae. Tapos, 600 agents kami.
Oh, wait. Is the bathroom placed inside the production floor?
No, no. Wait, what's the setup para dun sa ano? Yung sa dati mong work.
Yung nagtuturo ako ng English. Mm-mm. I guess I can say it's kind of like the same setup in our office. Parang ganun siya.
Okay. But
ganun lang din siya.
You like, have CR?
May cubic, may cubicles. Ha? Ang CR namin. Hindi. Ano, sa labas din. Ay, di, yeah. Like, kasi nung parang sa may Philippine Stock Exchange kasi siya. Yung...
Oh my God. Ella. Michaela. Oh. Michaela.
Ano?
I just remembered, we actually worked in the same building. That's my first call center.
West?
Oh, oh, West
sa West Tower?
Oh, oh.
West Tower din kami.
Ay, wait. Pag pumasok ka, you go right, di ba? I left?
Oo. Ah, I go right.
I go left.
Okay, okay. Pero I go, sa, ano ba, east ba yun?
I'm not
east Tower?
I'm not sure. Pero basta pagpasok ka ng building, yung... di ba may mga Mr. Donut sa right side? Oo,
oo, oo. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Opposite side ako.
Okay, okay. So, when I started working there, we were, saan pa kami? Nasa may parang 15th floor at or 16th floor yung office. Mm-hmm. And then we moved from the 16th floor to the 38th floor. 38.
Okay, promoted.
38, 39. Oo, na-promote agad kami sa may pinakataas. Ano, lumipat kami, may CR na din sa may loob ng opisina.
Do you still remember where... Where's my second BPO?
No. Is it with is it with Diane?
No. Second BPO is with the one that you spent your OJT with.
Oh, really? So, okay. Alam, so, the one, the company that Dad's working at right now.
Mm-mm. So, pwede natin siyang i-discuss pareho.
Yeah, we get. We can. Sorry, we can.
Ikaw pero, dun sa mga hallway. Ako na sa loob ng production.
Oo. Kasi isang beses pa lang ako nakapunta ng production floor.
Anong
and
floor mo?
Yung sa ano, account nyo.
Ah, really?
Mm-mm. Sa may pantry. Fourth by
you. Ah, that's not our account.
It is.
Ang account namin ay nasa fifth.
Ayoko pala. Umakit pala kami. Sorry. Pumunta kasi kami sa IT. Sobrang laki talaga. Like, if I'm going to compare our production floor to that production floor.
Walang-wala.
Walang-wala. Sobrang...
One over eight lang yun.
Oh, 1/8 lang ganun. This was actually featured in a movie.
I did not know that.
You did not know that. Okay. Kay Tony Gonzaga and kay Sam Milby ata. Kay Sam Milby nga ba? Oo. Kay Tony Gonzaga and kay Sam Milby. And si Tony Gonzaga is a call center agent. Tapos yun yung company niya.
Ah. Papanoorin or hanapin ko yan. I want to share with you yung experience na hindi ko makakalimutan dito. Isang call. Hmm. Meron akong isang call na I remember this guy. He's really old. And take note na yung nature ng account is telecommunication. So, he called us kasi he's having a heart attack.
Oh my God!
I know.
Why?
Oh my God. Alam mo, hindi kami allowed mag-Google but I called my TL. Sabi ko, ano TL? I need to use Google. Sabi niya, sige, mag-Google ka. Pero he asked why. Tapos sabi ko, may tumatawag po na hina-heart attack na si Bakula. So, ayun, hinanap ko yung nearest hospital. Kasi di ba, I have the details, yung address niya, ganun-ganun.
Mm-mm.
So, I actually tried to look for the nearest hospital sa kanya. And then, I transferred the call to the emergency. Kasi hindi ko alam. Hindi ko alam yung gagawin ko.
I see. Nakakaloka naman. So far, wala pa naman ako na-experience sa kanya. What I did experience was, there was this customer calling us.
Saan yan?
I was still an agent.
Recent?
Dito.
Ha? Recent?
I was still, not really recent, but...
Hindi, I mean recent company natin?
Dito lang. Ito lang naman ang call center experience ko eh.
Ay, oo nga pala. Kasi I'm including the, ano, the tutor-tutor.
I know. Don't include that. Kasi walang tumatawag sa amin. Kami tumatawag sa kanila. Ayan. So, I was still an agent back then. And then... night shift pa ako noon. So, I received this call and the customer was a girl and she was like asking help to run a report and all that and blah, blah, blah. And she was having a panic attack and she was like crying on the phone because she doesn't know what to do anymore.
Uh-huh.
And the information or the data that she wants or the data that she wants to generate is so big. Like, it goes... way back, like for a couple of years, like she's trying to run such a huge amount of data that contains lots and lots of years of information.
Oh, wait.
And
I remember this.
This call was my first commendation, like my first commendation ever. So she was having a hard time trying to run the report and all that, and she was really panicking, and she said that it's like she really needs the information as soon as possible because her bosses are like really trying to get the information as soon as possible. Like, may something about company nila na kailangan talagang i-run yung report. And she was like crying, she's having a panic attack, and she doesn't know what to do anymore. And I don't know what to do anymore because for all I know, I am not good with people who are crying. Sa akin, hala, di ba call center, pinasukan ko, bakit ganito? Super panic attack talaga. She was crying, she doesn't know what to do. And I was like, okay, well, okay, I'll try to help you and all that. And I suggested that, and I offered her help na, I'll be the one who's going to run the report from my end, and then I'll be sending you the data. But before that, I need you to send or tell me what are the data that you need or what data would you want me to include para dere-derecho siya. And I ran the data for like couple of hours. Like, kalahati ng shift ko, wala akong ginawa kundi mag-run ng data. Gawa ng sobrang laki talaga ng information. And after that, she was really thankful. Like, she said that she really saved, that I really saved her life and all that. Yung, alam mo, I know that it was an exaggeration, but she was really grateful.
Mm-mm.
To the point that she exaggerated her gratitude towards me. And I felt really great.
Siyempre, resolve mo yon. And commendation. Commendation.
Yes, commendation. Nakakuha ko ng Jollibee gift certificate.
I love it. Sana all meron.
That was for me. That was an experience for me when I handled. And then other than that, mostly normal customers. Like, you get really nice customers. You get really irate customers. And then there are customers who are super friendly.
Correct. Pero guys, sige, proceed na tayo dito sa latest or sa recent natin na work. Guys, work namin kasi, it's not, what do you call this? It's not really that stressful. Kasi, you would feel na frustrated lang din yung customer mo. Pero alam mo, I was never cursed dito sa account na to.
Same. I never experienced any profanities towards me by a customer. Yun.
Kasi, I think it's because the account is actually, it's a financial and it's a business account. So, it's a business-to-business set up. So, medyo professional yung mga, professional, hindi medyo. Professional talaga yung mga tao.
Yeah, professional talaga. And I think that's the hard part about our job as an agent is because you also have to be, like, you have to level with your customers. You have to be in the same level with them. You have to think in the same level with them.
Correct. Hi, Koi.
Hi, Koi.
I remember Koi saying that sa klase namin, that sa namin.
Oh, really? I remember Sir Vic saying that. Sir Vic is my boss in the training department. I remember him telling us that. Me, Andre, and Arman. And Koi was there, and Sir Dolphy. Hi, Sir Dolphy, if you're listening.
Hi, Sir Dolphy.
So, ayun. What else?
Are you happy with your work?
I am. Actually, before I applied as a trader, I was actually having second thought. Because I was enjoying what I was doing. I enjoyed being an agent. Like, 100%. Like, I was super into it. Like, I never realized that I would be so happy with what I was doing. Considering the fact that my main objective as to why I joined the call center was because to become a trainer. And then when the opportunity presented itself right in front of me, I was like having second thoughts na parang ayoko muna kasi nag-enjoy pa ako sa ginagawa ko. But nag-enjoy pa ako bilang maging agent. And sila Ate Jelly, sila Ate Abby, si Ate Lia, they were the ones who encouraged me the most to apply for a trainer and all that. So sabi ko, sige, I'll give it a shot. And
hindi pa tayo close na masyado,
no? Hindi pa. So sabi ko, I'll give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, if hindi ako natanggap, it's fine. It's totally fine. If natanggap ako, and then it's super fine with me. Like, no hard feelings if hindi ako matatanggap. Kasi No, sobrang nag-enjoy talaga ako sa ginagawa ko. And to think that I was super embarrassed back then, thinking or having that kind of mindset na ayoko mag-call center kasi nakakahiya siya para sa sarili ko na gumraduate ako tapos mag-call center lang ako. And then, when I joined the call center and became an agent myself, I was super happy. Sobrang nag-enjoy talaga ako.
Actually, I think you deserve it. Guys, I would like to share to you. Si Mikaela, she's actually hospitalized for 2 weeks. Alam nyo ba? Siya pa rin yung top one sa team. Hindi ko alam kung anong ginawa niya, punyeta.
You know what? I guess one of my determination to work really hard, or that, I mean, as of until now, is because, like, from my previous job experience, I've never really been complimented or no one really acknowledged my skills or the way I work. It's mostly lagi akong pinapagalitan, lagi akong sinasabihan ng ganito, that I lack sa, but basta I lack everything, but in general hindi ako magaling, para ganun.
Same tayo, ako din, so, ganyan din ako sa dating work ko eh. Lactose intolerant.
Gago. Tapos When I joined dito sa may company to, it made me really determined to do good, to be good. Like, gusto ko ma-acknowledge ako. Like, I was super hungry with acknowledgement and praises. Like, I want to hear something good from them. Like, I want to hear them say, good job, Mikaela, and all that. And you know what? I did. Like all my life talaga. Like, for the time that I was an agent, I heard lots and lots of good things. Like, wala akong narinig na masama. And all that. I mean, I've been given feedbacks na negative. But like, in a way na hindi mo siya masyado mapapansin. Kasi overshadowed siya ng positive comments sa'yo. Na
all?
Oo, na pag binibigyan ka ng negative feedback, you wouldn't really look at it as a negative feedback, but more of an opportunity for you to not do it anymore. So, ganun siya. And I was super happy na, alam mo yun, ganito pala yung feeling na nagtatop. You're ganun.
Nagigigil talaga ako sa kanya, guys.
Why?
Umabsent na siya 2 weeks, be. Still top one. Well, I'm still not part of the team though, pero I've really heard from Andre. Actually, she talaga sa akin si Andre. Well, she's one of the best trainers kasi tatlo lang naman sila. Yeah. So ayun.
Yeah.
Nasa training kami and Andre would brought up, oh, kapag may tanong kayo, magtanong kayo. Alam niyo ba 'to si Mikaela? Na ospital lang 'yan pero ang galing-galing niya, ang bilis-bilis niyang gumawa. Sabi na, and we were really amazed back then kasi talagang, oh, talagang yung kwento ni Andre, besh, hype na hype ka talaga.
And I remember when I came back from the hospital, TL Uno asked me to like go to work earlier, like 4 hours earlier than my actual shift to help you guys.
Mm-hmm. Because
like to support you.
Ang oras ng shift namin is parang 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Mikaela's shift is 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. She'd be in the office around 5 or even before 5, nandun na siya, 5 p.m. So, tinatanong ko, anong gagawin mo for the next 2 hours na wala? Nothing.
Wala. Wala, tatunga nga ako dun.
Diba? What was your first impression of me back then?
Kuya.
Ang sakit. Bakit kuya? Parang ang tanda-tanda ko naman.
Diba? Tawag ko nga sa'yo kuya eh.
Ah, oh. Tapos anong tawag ko sa'yo? Ella.
Wala.
Like, the first name basis, di ba? Bastusan.
Uh-oh. First name basis. I think that's normal. I didn't mind. I remember when we went to Bulinao. I mean, you were not included. Kasi your batch was not included in that, fortunately. I remember when we were buying souvenirs. And I was like, oh, bibulang ko to ganyan. And then, binigyan kita.
I diba? Still have that.
Oh, really?
Oo. Gusto kong basagin. Gusto kong, ano eh, singutin na
yung sand. Sand. Nakakaloka. So, ayun. Oh my God.
Ako lang may binigyan mo nun?
Saka si Ate Hazel.
I mean, sa batch namin?
Oo, ikaw lang.
Oh my God, I feel so touched.
Gano'ng ka-touched?
Nahawakan sana mo ta- ko. Sana touched? Kahit magkalayo tayo, may hawakan mo yung puso ko.
Oh, social distancing. Wow. Anyway, so we're actually reaching the end of the discussion tonight. But before that, I wanted to talk to you, Ahi, about your realizations regarding the work. Like, or the call center or the BPO industry in general.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay, sige.
What I'm trying to say is that siguro, I've come to a point na parang okay pala mag-work sa BPO. It's just that nabago yung image ko. I don't know, ha, pero kasi it really depends on the environment, eh. So, sa environment kasi natin, it's just really healthy. No negativity ako naman na na-feel.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, hindi siya... I think because maliit lang yung account natin, so nakakausap talaga natin everyone, diba? I'm happy with my work right now. Na ito, magsasagot ka ng calls, sasagot ka ng emails.
Yeah.
Diba? And hindi siya stressful. Hindi, never ako nakatanggap ng mura. Also, happy ako sa colleague, sa boss, everyone. I'm happy with who I deal with right now.
Who you're with right now.
And who I'm with right now. Happy ako. Mm-mm. Overall, in general, I'm still happy. Ito na po yung pulse check natin. Hello, mga boss. Uh-uh. Ito po yung pulse check natin.
Ito po. Pinapulse. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. How about you? What are your realizations?
I had a lot of realizations for the sun. Kasi nga, di ba, yung mindset nga na meron tayo dati na nakakahiyang mag-call center and all that. Like, may degree ako, pero mag-call center lang ako and all that. Pero, once you get into it, it's actually fun. It's really fun. And I think it's more of curiosity that you are getting to experience new things and at the same time, you are enjoying them. Alam mo yun, siguro na-pick talaga yung interest ko when it comes to call center. Kasi if it doesn't interest me, I will stop. Like, titigil talaga ako. And you know, I'm that kind of person.
Yeah.
Na pag hindi ko talaga siya nagustuhan or hindi ko talaga feel yung ginagawa ko, I would stop. Like, I wouldn't waste any effort on it if alam kong hindi naman ako or wala naman ako makukuha in return. But for some reason, I really did enjoy working as a call center agent. I wouldn't mind doing it again. But, yun nga yung parang sinabi ni Waki kanina na you put your heart into the work that you're doing. And I think it has a lot of fact. I think we have to consider the fact that because of our bosses and because of our environment, you know, like, kahit sabihin mo kasi na dream job mo to or what, if you're surrounded with a lot of negative people, stress, diba, syempre mas pipiliin mo yung peace of mind that you would end up leaving the job. Like, mm-hmm. even though alam mong gusto mo yung ginagawa mo, pero at the same time, you would also have to think for yourself as well. And in our case kasi, although we do feel stressed sometimes, but it's very tolerable siya. And stress is something that wouldn't go away. It's inevitable. It's always there, lurking. Pero at the same time, sobrang nangingibabaw kasi yung care and yung willingness ng mga tao na tumulong sa'yo.
Correct.
I think the moral of our discussion for tonight is regardless whatever your job is, kahit ano pa yan, as long as you're doing it as long as it's legal. As long as you're doing it for yourself, for your family, and for whatever reason that you're working, as long as you're happy, it's fine. I mean, you don't have to be in a high position to, you know, para lang masabi, para maging proud ka sa trabaho mo. It doesn't matter. As long as you're working really hard and you know what you're doing is right, kudos to you. So,
correct. And guys, if you have a dream, Actually, ako wala talaga akong ano eh.
I have a dream.
Hindi, I mean, pag tinanong, actually, ito, balik tayo ng medyo, mga ano, 2010-ish, mga ganon.
2010?
Mga ganon. Kasi, oh, diba, when you go to college, or before you go to college, you should know kung ano yung course mo. Diba?
Uh-uh.
Or at least you have a strong foundation of what you really want.
Tara, strong life. Foundation.
Gusto mo yung strong foundation, full coverage, ma'am. 8 hours. Gusto mo ba yun?
No.
So, go for Maybelline, New York.
Oh, I like that. Go. Going back.
So, ayun. Dapat may strong foundation. Kaso, ako yung tao. Ako yung tao na never ako nagkaroon ng sariling decision ko sa buhay. Until now.
Oh, I see.
Until now, I still depend my decision. Sometimes gusto ko siya. I know that I like it. But I want someone to push me.
Oh my God, that's true. I'm actually the same.
Ganun ako tao. So, Mikayla, I know you understand me.
Very satisfied with what I'm doing and where I am right now. If the opportunity presents itself for a promotion, I would be happy to grab it. If not, I'm fine. Like, really.
Correct.
And super happy ako.
I'm happy kapag na-promote na si Mikayla ng junior trainer, because right now she's actually a trainer apprentice and ako yung trainer apprentice. So ayun yung job description natin, guys. Ako yung mga taga-crop ng ano niya, ng mga picture na kailangan i-crop, mga ganun.
Yung kailangan walang masasamang mga excess lines.
Exactly. So guys, ako talaga si ano, trainer apprentice.
Tantara, yung apprentice may apprentice.
I know, right? Yeah. So ayan, guys, we're apparently there are so many things that we want to talk about this topic. It's just that these are the highlights, I guess, diba?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are the highlights of it. And if you know something about BPO, yung mga BPO myths natin, like yung mga pinaniniwalaan natin, please, you can reach us, of course, sa ating social media platforms. And those are?
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search at We Wonder Pod or We Wonder, We Wonder.
Yes, and guys, of course, yeah. If you have any suggestions for the next topics, please do not hesitate to message us. Of course, yes. We'll be glad to know any thoughts or any suggestions that you'd like us to, discuss. Parang ako
yeah,
awkward.
That's true.
Parang medyo nabitin ako sa sinabi ko.
That's fine. Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed with our discussion for tonight. Or at some point, we've enlightened you how the BPO industry works. Not in general, but like how it works for us or it worked for us there. At least you get an idea. Especially if you're someone who's not been into the BPO industry.
Yes. So please, do not try this at home. No, I was just kidding. Okay, guys. I know this is the hardest part. Ayan, magbabagay na po kami sa inyo.
Goodbyes are always the hardest part. Char. Okay.
Minsan yung ulo ko yung hardest part. Ang tigas talaga ng ulo ko.
Oh, minsan yung mukha ko. Matigas din yung mukha ko.
I know.
Okay. Alright, guys. I hope you have a great night. Stay safe. Make good choices. What else? Don't go out unless you're not required to go out.
Of course. And always drink your water.
Yeah, always drink your water. Drink lots and lots of vitamins. And stay safe. That's it. Stay safe. So.
Yes, guys. Okay. Sige, guys. We have two partways now for the meantime. Again, my name is Waki.
And my name is Mikayla. And see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Mm-hmm. thank you for joining us this week on We Wonder, We Wonder. Make sure to visit and follow our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search at We Wonder Pod so you'll never miss a show.
While you're at it, found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to tune in next Saturday for our next episode. With the brother who you know how we do. It's not for me to say.